We're live, we're rolling, baby mamas.
Baby mamas, what up?
We're back.
We are back.
I have a burning... We were going to start with the Trillville song. I think we could play 15 seconds of it without getting sued.
I want to do it.
Do it. We need WD-40 on our chairs.
People are always talking about our chairs.
Are they really?
Yeah,
I immediately was like, this is that song from...
She's like, what's that song that they're playing? Like, you can hear the chair in the beginning. I'm like, Trillville.
It's definitely not a chair in the
what
song.
It is,
it's
ho?
A bed. What it is, ho?
I think that's all I can play for now. Chairs.
I'm gonna try not to move.
I'm gonna start calling it Trillville 1 and Trillville 2.
I'm gonna get some WD-40.
We need some new chairs.
We were just talking about trail mix, and this girl really said I'm trail mix. She said, we were talking about nuts.com, and she said, kill your trail mix.
I know, I said, kill your snack. You're like a trail mix snack, because but you never know what you're
going to
get.
We don't like trail mix. Neither one of us.
It depends.
Raisins.
It depends. Actually, Target, if you go to Target, they have a whole section. You know where they have their crackers and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
They have a whole like trail mix section, and they have so many different ones. Like they have like a one that's like ice cream, one that's like peanut butter and jelly.
I'd rather go to nuts.com.
I know I love nuts.com too, but I never seen any type of
like other...
they always have such different. Yeah, it's always so different.
We could just make our own.
And weird. I don't like trail mix though at all. Like you would never catch me eating trail mix like that.
I have a burning question for you.
Oh God.
This was on my list last week. So we just didn't get to it.
A burning question.
Yeah, a burning question. My friend and I were
the
talking.
The things that you think about, I can't.
She doesn't believe you can fall in love online like catfish. And I don't agree. And do you believe in love at first sight? And like, say you've been talking to someone online and then you meet them in person. Is that love at first sight or is it not because you've been talking to them for a long time?
I don't think that's love at first sight. I think love at first sight is mostly like when you see somebody and it's that feeling you get like, oh my gosh, like that's going to be my husband or I'm going to like, that's my boyfriend. That's my next boyfriend. Like that's love. Like I need this person.
That's
never. I don't believe in that really. Okay. If it happens to other people, cool. I just don't see how that's not realistic for me.
Like, the love at first sight.
Yeah. Like I could
what
never
about
look
falling
at
in love online. Catfish style.
Yes.
You think that can happen?
Hell yeah.
I agree. Love at first sight is a little weird for me. Maybe lust
me
at first sight for sure.
Yes. I agree
like
with that.
Lust. And then you
lust.
Choose to make it work into a relationship, marriage, whatever you're choosing to do, like you're willing to work through things. But to like fall in love and be like, I'm going to marry him right then and there. I don't know. Or her.
Yeah. I think online is so different though, because you're getting a touch of their personality. You're getting bits and pieces of them rather than just seeing them for the first time.
I don't
know
about you, but I feel like we should host Catfish. Like, I just feel like we deserve to host at least one episode.
We deserve to. Yeah. As much as we talk about
entitled
stuff
I'm
like
just
that. Entitled. No, but have you ever like talked to someone online and like formed a relationship with them and like really, really started to like them?
Friends. Like, I met Tony on Twitter.
Okay. I'm talking about, like, romantic-wise.
Not that I can think of.
Not even when you were little? Like, when AIM was a thing?
I was poor and didn't have a computer until I was 16.
Jesus. She said I was poor.
I didn't have AIM until nobody had it anymore.
Okay. Because I remember...
But, like, how did you meet them? Weren't they, like, the screen names were people that you knew? Or did you go in
chat
rooms?
No, they had chat rooms. They had different
chat
rooms.
I used
to talk to this boy from New York. He was, like, from Brooklyn. And I was, like, in love with him. And I'd never seen him in my life. Like, I was just in love with this kid. Because I would get home from school and, like, hop on and, like, just talk to him every day. Mind you, I'm, like, I don't even know how old I was.
Did your mom know about this?
No, hell no. Sorry, Mom.
Like,
everyone did it. Like, there were so many different chat rooms, and then I would talk. There was like so many different people that I like formed relationships with from these chat rooms.
From AIM, do you talk to any of them today?
Hell no, I don't even remember any of their names.
Damn, we should like go on a search for like at Luscious Baby.
What was your AIM screen name?
I didn't have one.
Oh, you didn't even make one at your friend's house or something?
Yeah, I did at my friend's house, but it was probably like. I can't even think of it. I'm trying to remember like off the top of my head. I remember like this friend passed away, but we were in her basement and she had a computer and we were like setting up our AIM screen names, but like I never went on because I didn't have a computer at home. So I like made one, but I never got on.
I used to make so many different ones just so that I can
go back and forth?
Go back and forth and like have different. Yeah. It was so weird. I would guess I was a catfish. My first AIM screen name was Mama Borigua 2. That's goodbye. And I still remember that.
The podcast is over today. We will talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
That was my screen name. So proud to be Puerto Rican, I swear to God.
I mean, you should be.
Mama,
but like,
Boricua 2. And then my creative. Other one was Ghetto Mommy 973. I kid you not. I swear I'm not like... Ghetto Mommy. And the best, that's not even the best part. One was uppercase, one was lowercase, one was uppercase.
Like that. Y'all come get your girl right now.
Nork fucked me up, I'm telling you.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so those are
get
my
get it together names. What would your screen name be today? I feel like we should bring AIM back. Remember the T-Mobile sidekicks? I loved my Gecko sidekick. Like, you couldn't tell me shit about my Gecko sidekick.
That's a good question. I'm thinking, what would my screen name be today? What would yours be?
Yours would be Baby Mamas and mine would be No Drama.
Oh, that would be cute.
Actually, yours has to be No Drama.
No, I was about to TikTok, say, can we use your Baby Mamas TikTok? And I'm No Drama?
Did you see my TikTok the other day?
Yeah, I saw it.
It went viral. I'm very proud of
you're
it.
You're always going viral.
I'm very proud. I'm going to play this TikTok for y'all. Oh, that's not it.
But you can't hear. You can't.
Is it me? Am I the drama? I don't think I'm the drama.
Yeah.
Maybe I am.
I wanted to get Bibi to sing that, to do that, because she's always drama, but she can't get the words right. We should have the kids do it because they're fucking so drama.
They're drama as hell.
But yeah, no, I used to go online and like talk to this kid all the time. And at first he was like my best, like we were like really cool.
How old
cool.
Was he older than you?
I know for a fact he was definitely older than me.
Okay. So
by a few years.
But I never met. But I never behavior.
Risky behavior. But I mean, it was never my intention, like, to go to New York. And
right.
Never. Like, right. I would never cross that line. I was like, no. Even when he would try and like meet him, he'd be like, oh, I'm coming to Jersey. I'd be like, have fun.
You're like, I'm 12.
Now. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm here cuddling with my fucking Beanie Babies now.
Like, fuzzy pink slippers on, and you're like, I don't think I can meet up. Word. Today. Like, how am I gonna get there?
Seriously, your mom was gonna bring you? No car, no license, no nothing. Nothing in my name. I don't own a damn thing. Like, I'm a child.
MySpace was big. Let's see, Xanga or Zanga, however you pronounce it.
I used to have MySpace and Mi Gente. Okay. Mi Gente was like a thing for like Latinos, whatever. But everyone had Mi Gente.
I never heard of that.
No. That was like a big thing. They also had Black Planet. And then, yeah, that was like a thing. I remember in high school.
Never heard of that either.
Yeah, because I went to like a real public high school. So it was always like everyone had MySpace, Mi Gente, and Black Planet. And I was like, all
I've
the
never
stuff
heard
that
of
was,
either of those.
For real? No. Yeah, they were like huge. They were like really big back then. I actually wish Mi Gente would come back. That shit was so much fun. But
bring
I love MySpace. I love MySpace.
Tom? Whatever happened to Tom?
I know.
Have him on the podcast.
We fucked up with him. That's the thing. Like, we took Tom for granted.
Yeah, well.
Because he was never out here selling our information and shit. Like, he was not doing anything. All he wanted was to give us a platform to have fun.
Yes.
To rank our fucking friends. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so innocent and nice.
Today, though. Like, if they were like, rank your friends, I'd be like, oh.
I would not do that.
If my kids had them, I couldn't rank my kids.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just probably wouldn't. I'd hide the top.
But no, MySpace people, like, that was, MySpace days were like the best days. We were out here coding shit. Like, I remember
a class in high school, and I'm like, I do this for a living until 2 a.m.
Yes.
Like, why am I not getting paid?
I would do stuff for my friends and everything.
Oh, same.
Like, it was so crazy. I'm like, I don't know how I did that. Like, we were all out here just being geniuses.
Oh, my God. It's like this symbol and then the slash, and then you do whatever the code is and then close it or whatever. And then I was golden for my high school class. It was great. It was awesome.
It was great, but we took that for granted.
We did take that
for
granted.
Now we have Facebook, and it's like, oh, my God.
I really forget about Facebook, but it's still, like, the best.
I like Facebook. I have Facebook, but I use it mostly for my family
and, like, close friends. People that I know. I won't add anyone, like, I don't really know.
Me either. People add me all the time because of real estate, but I always try and keep my Facebook just to...
pretty private.
Yeah. It's hard because, like... I understand that they're trying to add me for business, but I'm like, no, like, I still don't want to add you because I only want to have, like, that's like my only rule
personal,
for Facebook. Like, I really just want it to be personal,
right.
But it's hard because people automatically are like, oh, I know her from, like, you know, real estate. Let me add her. And I'm like, fuck no. And then it's like, do I look rude?
With peace and love? Fuck no.
Fuck with you. Peace. Bye.
V, shut up. She's
But like, is that rude?
V is on a different level today. Like, some of the shit that has come out of her mouth, I just like, I'm like, what kind of mood are you in today? I don't quite know.
You know what's funny? Because like, all earlier, I was like in such a bad mood. Like, this whole week, I've been in like kind of a weird mood because Mercury retrograde. 3 more days. But it's like, once I get into the office, I don't know. It's just like funny. It's like fun. So I forget about it.
Yep. Pretty much.
But what? I don't know pretty what much. Else I've been saying.
Just like, first of all, what was your screen name again? Ghetto Mommy
973. Get it right, Kale. Get it right.
Can we name this episode that, please? Please.
You have to ask Alan.
We're naming this episode.
Okay, we'll name this episode Ghetto Mommy.
Yes. And we're going to have a little, we got to post a little aim guy. Oh my God. I love it so much. I'm not going to get that tattooed on my
has to be uppercase, lowercase.
Right here.
I hate
973. Was it 973?
The area code of that was my area code where I lived.
Bet. Yeah. Okay. Bet. Love that.
Don't make fun of me. Stop.
I'm laughing. I came from the gym, so that's why I look like this. But at least y'all know I'd be working out.
How is it?
How's it going? It's I want to punch my trainer in the face 9 times out of 10. But that's because we're boxing, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you're doing boxing?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to like a gym, like an actual gym.
Ma'am.
Oh, you're just boxing.
And I don't even know how this happened because the kids were supposed to be going there.
No.
And then
you.
He was like, oh, we got to get you in here. And then I like started going there and I was like, oh. But he's great. He's a great guy. He owns the gym and
That's fun.
I don't think that I ever realized how hard I am on myself until mm-hmm. I started doing this, because anytime I fuck up, instead of just like going with it, I want to walk away, like have a moment and like have a pity party,
like a breakdown.
Yes. And he's like, come back, like just keep rolling through it, like even mm-hmm. if you fuck up, just keep going. And I just can't, I'm like having a hard time with it. So I'm hoping that with time that gets better or easier. Yeah. But he's definitely sick of my shit. Like, he's definitely like me and Bone walked in there the one day and he was like, there they are, like, good morning, because I don't want to work out when there's people watching me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want other people to be in the gym. There's an upstairs and a downstairs, so like, I don't care if he has other people downstairs while I'm upstairs, but like mm-hmm. I don't right now while I'm getting my shit together, I don't want people to look at me. And he's like, there they are. And me and Bone walk in and Bone goes, shut up. And he was like, oh, it's one of those mornings.
Yes,
so
that was
he definitely would be, kicked our ass that morning. But
that would be how I am. Like, please shut up. Because number one, I'm not a morning person. I don't want to hear you saying good morning to me. Especially when I'm about to fucking work out.
Right. Like don't talk to me.
That's the worst. This is the worst day of my life right now.
Have an understanding right here and just.
Like, don't be all chipper.
He just is going nonstop. And I try to get Bone to go with me as much as she can.
Yeah.
But this week she hasn't come at all. It was just me. And so it was just like, I can't. We want to tell you about one of our favorite places.
My favorite place ever, nuts.com.
The best snacks,
hands down. Everyone that knows me knows I'm a snacker. I love snacking throughout the day. You're a snack girl. I am a snack girl.
No, I said you are a snack girl.
I know. I said I'm a snack girl. I agree with you. You a snack girl.
We love nuts.com.
If you're a snack and you love snacks, nuts.com is definitely for you. And it's not just for nut lovers. It's your one-stop online pantry shop. They have literally everything. They even have chocolate-covered gummy bears.
The kids love
them. Recently just got a huge pack of the marshmallow bites.
Ooh, that's
like
good.
There's just marshmallows in them.
Okay.
Because the kids love eating the marshmallows out the Lucky Charms, and they don't like to eat the actual like the grains. So I got that just for them to like add more to their cereal and stuff.
That's smart. That's really smart.
Yeah. And they have like a bunch of other stuff that I've been giving. I even give their little the fruit dried ones, like, mm-hmm. to the dogs. They love the mango strips and stuff like that.
Oh, my dogs would probably love them.
Yes. Yeah, so it's really simple and convenient, and it's the best way to get like your nutritious, delicious, and healthy nuts, dried fruits. They also have flowers and so many other high quality foods, and they're delivered straight to your door.
I like them because they're all more fresh than any, like, you know, when you go to the supermarket, like in any grocery store, the nuts just kind of sit there and they don't look good.
Yeah, you don't even know how long they've been there.
Right. Like, they probably have been there for a hot minute. But yeah, no, I love how fresh they are and they come super fast. And I know, mm-hmm. I told you guys before that when I talked to the owner, he just took all the things that he wanted to see in a company and he did it for his own company. And it's also family owned, which I love. Mm-hmm. Just high quality. things get to your door super fast, and we highly recommend. So
yes, I really
they do that. Have gluten-free and vegan options. Delivery mm-hmm. is fast, like I said. So most orders ship the same day, which I love. So
this is true.
Yeah, no, I have never had them take longer than a day or two.
Me either. Like as soon as I put my order in, it's usually it sends me an email right away, like it's shipping or something.
Yep, I love
like
it.
By the end of the day, it's amazing.
So if you are interested in trying these, it's not just nuts. There's dried candies, all the things. They even have pantry stuff like pastas and mixes and things like that. Newnuts.com customers get free shipping on your first order when you text drama to 64,000. So text drama to 64,000 to get free shipping on your first order from nuts.com. That's drama to 64,000. Terms apply. Available at nuts.com/terms.
I started this booty program.
Okay, girl.
It's I thought my thing turned off.
A snack.
It's from Kale's been calling me a snack all day, so I guess I'm a snack. Okay. I feel really good right now. Right. But no, but it's from this guy on Instagram. His name is Booty King.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Why do I feel like have you told us about him before?
I talked about it on my stories.
Let me look.
I think. I did tell you briefly about it that I was doing it though. I don't think we podcasted about it, but I told you.
Okay, you. I feel like you did.
I did.
Janet,
I told
you on.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I told you about it. We probably did talk about it. Yeah, we did. Actually, we did, because that was when I was like first starting the journey. We did. so I got like these proteins and stuff for like booty building and everything. Like it's like I think it's called Girl Gains, so it like helps you gain weight and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I got that, but like all this week I haven't worked out. Like,
and it's hard.
I haven't had, yeah, like it's, I don't, it's weird because like the first week I was taking the time and I was like taking the hour out and I was like doing it, but then this week I just got bombarded and I'm just blaming it on Mercury retrograde, honestly. Like that is the number one reason. It's not my fault. Mercury retrograde.
You're like, I take no accountability.
I take no accountability for this. But it's been so hard this week for some odd reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I've been doing so good, but I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go harder next week and I'm mm-hmm. just going to keep it consistent. Like, I have to be consistent. And I told Joe, like, I wanted to start because it's hard for me to do it throughout the day. I was like, I think I'm going to have to do it before Vivi wakes up for school. Like, I'm just going to have to, like, cut out an hour mm-hmm. of sleep and then just get up and do it so that I don't waste the rest of the day and it's over with. Like, I have to commit myself to doing that. But that's so hard for me because I love sleeping.
I love sleeping also, and I was supposed to sleep until 8 this morning because I like didn't have any of my kids, and then I would get Lux to school and go to the gym mm-hmm. but why when I was allowed to sleep until 8 a.m I woke up at 6:30. I missed 4 days at the gym last week, and so that's why this week I'm like I'm gonna go without Bone mm-hmm. like even though she couldn't make it, because I was like I really missed 4 days and I know that people don't believe me, but I am trying to join the military, so I need to do certain, I have to hit certain.
You really want to join the military?
Bitch, you know how much health insurance costs me?
I know.
I'm paying $1,800 a month in health insurance.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore. Like, I can't. I fucking hate it. I can't.
I know. But like how, if you get in, like how would that work? Like how long do you stay there for? Like you do the training?
It depends what my job is. The training is only 8 weeks.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
No.
And it flies by, I'm sure.
So I really, really want, like my goal is to have, so my birthday's in March mm-hmm. and I'll be 30. If I can hit all the milestones by 30, mm-hmm. like by my birthday, then I can get put in.
Yeah. That would be good.
But there's only a very specific job that I want. And if I mm-hmm. don't get that job, like I don't know if I'll be okay.
What do you want?
A load master. So you load the plane and unload the plane.
That's cool. Why do you want that job?
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay. Oh, God.
It's nothing bad. It's just like, it's a good job. It's okay. A really good job. That's good. And actually, Javi's sister is a load master and she loves it. So I definitely want to do that. But so that's the goal.
I honestly just could never see you joining the military.
Because people are yelling at me, or because
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Fucking kill. I can imagine someone in her face yelling at her. She's gonna be like holding it
I just don't,
so bad.
The idea
I couldn't do it
of okay. waking up early is the only thing that I cannot wrap my head, like I cannot mentally put myself in a place where I wake up at 4 a.m or 5 a.m
I cannot fathom that.
But that's what basic training is for, is to like get you acclimated to that,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So hopefully, I mean, maybe I'll sleep better without my children there. So I'll be able to wake up at 4 a.m. You know what I mean? So we'll see. We'll see. Well,
that's the goal. We'll handle the children. You get your sleep in at military. Oh,
yeah. Literally.
I'll be like, good luck with that. But I do want to go back to what you were talking about, like the love at first sight stuff.
Okay.
Because where did this come from?
My friend and I were talking about it.
Is she like in love with someone online?
Probably me. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. I'm just kidding.
I don't even know how it came up, honestly. I was going to bring it up last week, but we didn't have time. I don't think that she believes you can fall in love with someone online at all. But I feel like you can.
It is, yeah.
And that's why I do understand the catfishing to some degree. Mm-hmm. I think some of the stories are crazy, but like catfishing can happen because you really can fall in love with somebody. But mm-hmm. how long can you pretend to be somebody that you're not?
Yeah, that's the issue.
And do you...
But that's people who have like those people that do that. They usually have kind of like issues. You know what I mean? So it does take a lot more for them to like break character than it would someone like us. Like they can hold on to being someone that they're not, and they it's not a role to them. Like it's kind of like just how they are, you know. As to us, it would be more of a role that we would constantly probably break out of. I don't know if the closest thing I can say is like
I'm about to really throw myself under the bus here. Like I was leading someone on for a long time, mm-hmm. and like 3 months in, I was like, I cannot text this person anymore. Like, I do not give one single fuck, mm-hmm. and I can't continue to text them when they text me good morning or say hi. Like, I can't hold a conversation.
Because you're faking it.
It wasn't like I was faking it, but I just was like, why am I even entertaining this? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think for me, like, I wouldn't be able to catfish someone in that way. But like the people who pretend to be someone else and like maybe the name and the body is different, mm-hmm. but like the person is the same. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like not being all the way truthful.
It's funny that you even brought that up today because I was watching like this thing on YouTube yesterday. It was like a conspiracy theory / documentary that this guy does on YouTube, and he had one of his friends on. And she was a YouTuber too. So they were really close friends at first.
Okay.
And they hadn't seen each other for like 5 years because she met this guy online. They got married. They had a baby boy. And I actually just ordered her book about it because I was so interested in hearing about it. It was insane. So basically she met this man. They were in love. Like she's doing YouTube videos with him and stuff. And he's from, where is he from again? Serbia. So he was from Serbia. And
I know what you're I had her on Coffee Combos.
What's her name?
I don't remember, but he is a fucking catfish and tried to take the baby. We had her on Coffee Combos
for human trafficking and stuff like that.
Yes.
We had her
on Coffee Combos.
I just ordered her book, but it's funny that you brought that up because that was the first thing I thought about. I'm like, holy shit, like she fell in love with this guy,
had a baby,
and then she met him on Tinder.
Yep,
and everything was perfect out. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. But yep. It's weird because, like, if you look back at her YouTube videos and stuff, you can kind of see him like break his character, like in some videos. Like, it's so fucking awkward and weird, and it's literally cringy. Like, I went back and like watched videos that she had of him.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So that's what reminded me of it.
Is her name Brittany?
Brittany. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I knew it.
Yeah.
Okay. I know this story.
But yeah, I just learned about it yesterday because I didn't really know who she was or anything. And I was just so, I'm like, I need to know more about this story. Like, it was so sad. Like, he was basically trying to take her. Mm-hmm. They were doing like family photos, and he was like, oh, can you do, he was telling the photographer, I guess, that he needed headshots. And mind you, he was lying to her the whole time, saying about he was a doctor, job. Like mm-hmm. he was like a tennis player, like athletic, and mm-hmm. yep, he lied about the whole thing. And mm-hmm. then he had her take her pictures too for basically passport pictures, and then the babies as well. And then he took her birth certificate, like, and then she's convinced.
He ripped it, right? He ripped the.
She had two, and he took both of them.
We recorded with her for Coffee Combos, but I don't know if that episode ever actually aired.
Mm-hmm. That's so crazy.
I don't remember the reason why, but we should have her on Baby Mamas.
We should, because I bought the book and everything, because I'm like, I just have to hear about this story.
That's terrifying.
It's so terrifying.
Because it's like, you're not just a catfish, but like you're here trying to...
He was literally using her to just get her, like, for
your own child, like, half
and like
of
she
you
and you know what gave me the chills? you know what gave me the chill? She said the whole time that she was having the baby, like, in the hospital, his mother was sitting there just staring at her.
She said that, like, when I talked to her, so she said that the mom was, it was not, like, a normal, like,
it wasn't a normal relationship, right?
And it was, like, after very, in and out.
She said after she had the baby, he would sleep with the mom, like, in the room with her. And that they were very possessive of the baby. Like, she kept saying, my baby, like, they were just very possessive. Like, they already had it in their mind that they were going to, like, traffic this baby.
That's like half of you are okay, like, producing children with your own DNA to be trafficked. Like, that's disturbing.
Yeah. Oh, no, but he got married and then had another baby, like, right after she.
But did the baby get trafficked?
No, she has the son. Luckily, they were, she got off.
The new baby.
Oh, I have no idea. That's why I want to, like, read the book, but I don't know if she's going to say anything about the new relationship. I don't know. But I was like, this is insane. Like, it was the most craziest shit I've ever, like, saw. Like, right, in a talk, right. I was like, what the hell? Like, it just took such a huge turn. I was not expecting that.
Could you imagine?
That's, I can't. That's insane.
I just, like,
that's don't traumatizing.
Know if I would be able to, like, meet someone. I'm just so awkward. I wouldn't be able to, like, meet someone.
Same.
But also, like, for people that are able to do that, like, you just don't expect that, like, that's not something you ever so I asked on my Instagram story about, like, the falling in love and love at first sight and stuff, well, falling in love online. It's very mixed.
Oh my god.
One says no, these men can't be trusted from the jump, and then someone said, I never believed it could until it happened to me, and then it felt like love for him right away. So that's cool. And most people say yes. As I'm scrolling, love at first sight. No, it takes a while to get to know a person. Locked eyes. So cliche. I know, but we didn't even want to be with someone else in both. Yeah. So she's saying yes.
Yeah. Some people, I don't know. I guess it could happen for some people, but I just know for me, as, like, who I am, I would never be able to.
First of all, someone could think they love me at first sight, which probably, if I look like this, no. But they would not be mentally prepared. Like, someone would not. They might think they love me.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, I also come with 3 baby daddies, 4 children, multiple traumas. Where do you want to start?
Daddy,
and they're
issues.
Like, never mind.
Yeah.
Never, like, mind at all.
Yeah. I feel like it could probably be, probably was easy for Joe to fall in love with me too, and then probably realize, like, damn, this bitch is kind of crazy. Like, and she's a little weird. I'm a little weird. So I don't know. I just don't really, for me, I never believed in the love at first sight. I do think, like, lust, like,
lust,
kind of,
for sure.
Like, for sure. But I don't believe in the love at first sight stuff.
Every 60 seconds, not one, but 2 children are trafficked. And every 30 seconds, one is forced into exploitation for the purpose of heinous acts.
Human trafficking is happening in your own backyard. It is happening to your neighbors.
Many whom we see every day in our own communities, hidden in plain sight.
You know, there's kids out there that are being bought and sold 20 times a day.
We must bring the child back to the center of our care and concern. Today, we launch Goya Cares.
Goya Cares is committed to supporting victims and overcomers of trafficking and abuse to recover, restore, reconnect, and to shine the light that will block traffic.
This is where we become the light.
God saved me. I believe that I was called to this. Perhaps He's calling you to
block traffic.
Join Goya Cares and visit blocktraffic.org.
But, like, the whole falling in love, like, talking to someone online, I guess I feel like, you know how we watch TV and, like, we fall in love with characters and stuff, right? So that's really not true. Like, those aren't the actual people.
It's like a catfish.
So it's like, I feel like it's kind of like the same thing. Like, we fall in love with these characters that we see on TV, and, like, we really attach ourselves to, like, you know, do you know what I'm saying? Kind of.
No.
I don't know how to explain it. So, like, we get really attached to, like, people that we see on TV or characters, like, we can relate to them.
Sure.
Some people even have, like,
that with us.
Celebrities, like, they love
right,
them.
Right,
like,
right.
They actually are, like, in love with them. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if that can happen, I definitely think that that can happen to someone that you're actually talking to online.
Oh, okay. That makes total sense. You know? Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Like, I watched the show Kingdom on Netflix. It's like a fighting show. And I was obsessed. And I was like, I'm devastated. People. First of all, they're acting. They're not even reality people. Like, they're actors. And I'm like, well, what am I going to do now? Like, what happened to Alfie in the gym? Like, what's going to go on?
Yeah.
You know, like, so I was devastated. Same for, like, when we watch, like, You or In the Dark or any of the shows that we watch. It's like, okay, Murphy sucks, but, like, she's also me. Like, whatever.
People fall in love with these characters.
Right.
Even Jon Snow from, like, Game of Thrones. Girls are, like, fucking in love with him. Like, you don't know him.
I'm thinking,
kind of like when you fall in love with someone online, if they're catfishing you, it's kind of the same thing. You don't know them. And you're just falling in love with them.
I see what you're saying. So, yes.
Kind of,
love at first sight for me is a no, but falling in love online is a yes.
Yeah. I think it definitely can happen.
That's why people feel like they know us.
Yeah, probably. You don't know shit, but...
Come get her. Somebody come get her.
I had something that I wanted to talk about. Someone actually wrote in our DMs, and I thought it was pretty interesting. So she said, I would love to hear about a certain topic that I can't seem to find much feedback on online. Is it healthy to have grandparents babysit your child full time? Pros and cons about this and their development. So my boyfriend and I are not seeing eye to eye on this. He, of course, thinks it's safer to have his parents babysit, as do I. I want my child's quote unquote grandparent role to just be grandparents, not babysitter. I also don't feel the discipline will be fully there because they are the grandparents. Also, my child is unborn still, but I am trying to prepare. We both work full time, 8 to 5, so a babysitter plan will be a must soon.
There's no one answer for this. There's no one answer for this because up until she said the discipline thing, I was having a little bit of mixed feelings, right? Because, like, I know how hard it is to have a child, and the first 2 years of having a baby is so hard on a relationship. And my first thought was like, okay, if the grandparents always have the child for childcare, like, if they're going to go back to work, they're not going to want to probably watch or, like, spend time with the child when other they want to go on a date. You know, and other things. And so for that reason, I would be like a little bit like, okay, if you're having my child full time, are you still going to be willing to help out for, like, date nights or, you know, other things that we have going on? That was my only concern there. The discipline thing, I think it very much depends on the grandparents. Like, I'm thinking back to my grandparents, and I loved my grandparents so, like, dearly and so hard. Like, they were grandparents to me, and they let me have 3 bowls of ice cream sometimes, but they also, I had expectations. Like, I wasn't allowed to just, like, eat whatever I wanted in their house. Like, I had to ask, I had rules, I had to follow their, you know, so I think it very much depends on the grandparents.
Yeah. I agree with that. And I also, she made some really valid points that I'd never thought about because, I mean, it is safer for the grandchild. Like, everyone would love a family member to watch their child or anything, especially when you're a new mom, which, you know, she's just having a new baby. So, I would love that. But I also do understand the discipline part, because I feel like even as, like, you can be the best grandparent in the world, but are you gonna give that discipline, you know? Like,
or maybe on the other side of the spectrum is like, are they gonna be too hard because of how they were raised?
Exactly. So I think, so you never really know.
It really varies by grandparents.
But I think in my, and like, I would definitely want, like, the grandparents to watch the children. That's just me. And then I'd probably get a babysitter to, like, for date nights and stuff like that. So that they don't feel like that's their time. And then they don't feel like, you know, I'm playing grandparent and I'm also a babysitter, like, all the time. Like, that can be overwhelming. Like, grandparents have lives too, you know?
Yeah,
and people tend to, like, forget about that. Like, they don't, as much as they love these babies to death, like, they don't want to be, they didn't have these babies. We had these babies.
Yeah.
So we can't, like, lay that on them all the time. Even me now, like, it was, like, Janet is with us now here, and it's hard for me to ask her to babysit. I don't know if it's because I've been so long without, like, a support system out here, so I don't really ask people for it, and I don't I don't know. I just feel weird. Like, I don't want her to feel like a babysitter.
Right.
She doesn't feel like that. She's like literally like telling me, like, if you have too much on your plate, like, you, she can stay with me. Like, please. Like, she's like, I want nothing more than to, like,
right. And
to do this for you.
She's older now. It's not like she's an infant where it would be like, she's kind of self-sufficient.
I don't care now, but it's still like hard for me to be like, oh, like, can you like watch her for like this amount of time? Like, I try not to do it too much because on top of her being like in the house with us, she does so much already, so it's like hard for me to be like, oh, on top of this, can you do this? Like, you know, so I kind of understand that side. Like, you just you don't want to overstep or anything, so
I definitely get that, or
have them feel like they're being taken advantage of.
I had this conversation with my friend at the football field the other day. We were talking about like her in-laws and then her parents, and she was saying her in-laws, they're not hands-on with the kids. Mm. Like, they're just, not that they don't love them, they come to every game, they are there, but as far as like watching the kids, mm-hmm. and like, they literally, like, they raise their kids already and like come visit us, mm-hmm. and they'll come to the games, but like, as far as like hands-on involved in raising them, no. But then her parents are very like
hands-on,
like nurturing, mm-hmm. I don't want to, like, because I don't want to be offensive, that's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm just saying, like, I think it just varies,
it just shows how different
how it could be. My mom, when she's sober, is very, very hands-on and nurturing. Like, if she was sober, like, I remember you saying
that.
If my mom was sober, I would, and we were in that position, mm-hmm. like 100% would be like,
she'd be like, great,
full-time be my nanny, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it just depends. Like, I don't think she'd have to like really evaluate like what mm-hmm. the parents,
yeah, where they're, it depends at. On the person, like, you know these people, you
like
know,
I so think you gotta... Janet would tell Isaac like, you would be disciplinary too.
Oh yeah,
like, as much as she is very nurturing to him, I think she would also be like, this is this and this is this.
Yeah, she's got like the perfect balance, I feel, because she is very hands-on with them, like, mm-hmm. if she has them for a week, like, if we're on vacation, I know I never have to worry, and same with my mom and like my sister, like, I never have to worry about them like having fun and like, but also still being disciplined when need be. But like me, I remember the same for my grandparents. Like, I would go, like, after school, we would, a bunch of us, like, me and my cousins would go straight to my grandparents' house, and we would hang out there, like, do our homework and stuff. But our grandparents, I don't feel like they were really like hands-on.
They were just present.
They were present. Present. Like, they kind of let us do whatever we wanted. But if we did something that they didn't like,
they would let you,
I would
know.
Have my fucking head for it. Yeah. Like, she would wild on me. But I don't know. It's just different. It was just a different time, too. Like, it's such a different generation.
Yeah.
I feel like my grandpa would literally just be on his rocking chair, like, cuídate. Like, he would just yell things at us in his rocking chair. Like, he'd just chill there. And then my grandma would be the one, like,
my grandmother
running all around.
Like, she was more strict on me than my grandfather.
She was the same.
My grandfather was like, I could do no wrong.
My grandfather literally was the fucking best. Like, I miss him so much. He was just the sweetest little thing. And it was funny. Like, anytime she'd be like, oh, like, try to get him to discipline us, he would just be like, he just yelled something at us. And like, that's it.
He's not trying. My kids. Let these kids do what they want. Care.
He's like, Lydia, leave them alone. Like, they're kids. Like, they're about to go home in like an hour. Who cares? That was like his thing. Yeah.
I loved him.
He just didn't care. He loved us too much to even like yell at us. Like, he'd just yell random phrases at us, but he was not yelling at us. Like, he would just, stop, you know, like, just stop your shit. But he didn't care. But my grandma was like, she's still like the most, she's just crazy, but we love her. But that was just, you know, a place that we went after school, and it was just chill. So it was like being home, you know,
like a second home.
Yeah. So that's how it was. But I depend on them to be hands on with me and shit, doing homework? Hell no, they didn't do none of that. We had to figure it out. But it definitely does depend on like the grandparent, I would say, for me. Like,
but also there's not really, I hope I don't get backlash for saying this, there's not really discipline in the first year.
That's true. Yeah,
there's not, so like, babies. If you want, like, to compromise with your significant mm-hmm. other, you can compromise by saying like, maybe mm-hmm. the first year or the first 2 years they can be, you know,
with the grandparents
that's a lot true. Of the time, because I mean, I didn't put Creed in play care until he was 12 months. And then even that is only 2.5 hours, 4 days a week. So I just like, don't.
I get where she's coming from there with the discipline stuff too, because I feel like even if you are a good discipliner as a grandparent, you still have that, like, there's no, I don't know how to explain it. Like, that's still that their blood. Yeah. Yeah. I guess they're still like, no matter what, they're just going to still look at you like, okay, your blood, like, I don't want to do too much. Like, it's not going to be the same as like someone who has an unbiased opinion. Like, you're not their family. You're not like, they're going to discipline you the way you need to be disciplined. And right. It doesn't have like, love doesn't have to do with it. Like, anything to do with it. Like, but it's not going to get.
I don't know though, because so my friend Natalie helps me with the kids and she's literally like family, and then her mom is like literally like their grandmother.
Yeah.
And she, like, do you get what I'm saying?
I think
so, like, they have developed the same type of relationship as like my kids call her Nan, mm-hmm. which is what her
she's
own
like family.
Call. Yeah. And it's still the same. Like, Nan is like, oh, don't yell at him. You know what I mean? Like, very.
I think maybe she's looking for just like an unbiased person. Like, she doesn't want anyone
you gotta find a happy medium. There's gotta be something where it's like, okay, maybe the first year they're very involved, mm-hmm. or not, if you're worried mm-hmm. about, like, because the first year you don't discipline a 1-year-old.
That's true. Yeah, like, barely, like, they're still learning, like, they're developing, like,
or maybe try like gentle parenting mm-hmm. like classes or mm-hmm. something like that.
But it's like, how are you gonna teach a grandparent gentle parenting, especially ones that are like still stuck in their ways? You know, like, it's so hard.
Yeah,
it's hard. It literally, you just have to sit down with your significant other, your spouse, whatever, maybe, and literally just write down like a pros and cons. That's what I do. If I really can't figure out a situation, I write down pros and I write down cons. And usually my gut will like lead me to like where I want to be. My gut never lets me down. So
I see just the cutest freaking grandparents dropping off kids at Lux and Creed's play care, and the one grandpa, he's so freaking cute. He talks to everybody. He's just so proud to like be doing pickups and drop offs. It's the cutest thing. And he'll talk to the teachers, that's and he'll adorable. Talk to the other kids. And I'm like, why can't you be my kid's grandpa?
That's so cute.
I don't think my kids have any grandpas, do they? Well, Isaac has a grandpa. Nope.
Yeah.
The babies don't have a I'm lying there too. They've only met him once.
Oh, wow. Not like actively super involved.
Yeah. Isaac and Lincoln.
He has Abby's dad, right?
Yeah, I forgot.
And they're pretty like involved in stuff. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then, like, we have Janet. We have my mom. I think, like, my stepfather is basically like a grandfather to mm-hmm. my mom, and even
does he
Isaac.
Have kids of his own?
Yeah.
Oh, he does.
So yeah, they live in Puerto Rico.
Do you consider them like siblings?
You've asked me this before.
Your stepdad's kids?
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't consider them my siblings.
Are they
don't
older
really
than
have
you?
A relationship. No, they're younger than me.
I have asked you that.
You've asked me if I consider them like my son. Yeah, you've asked me that like a while ago. We've talked about this. Sorry. But I don't really, you don't remember. It's not your fault. But I don't, I guess because I never really had a relationship with them. As soon as he moved down to the States, to Jersey, whatever, they stood in Puerto Rico. Like, they, but right, she's right, older now. She has like, she's got two kids. And then the other boy, like, he graduated college a while ago. And, I think he just graduated or something like that, but they've got like their own life. They're older, you know, so okay. But I always knew about them, and like, she visits a lot and stuff like that, so like, I've seen them and stuff, but I don't have like an actual relationship with them.
It's hard when you grow apart, like, or when you grow mm-hmm. up apart.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about
there's like no siblings. Room to there's really no grow that relationship, so mm-hmm. it's harder to even try and make one when you're older and you've got all these other things going on. Like, you can't really, like, I can't really take the time to, like, sit here and, like, form this relationship.
Yeah.
Even if I wanted to. No,
and I just have very different, like, expectations, I guess, or, like, mm-hmm. what I am willing to put out and, mm-hmm.
Like, what to be reciprocated?
Yeah, and so did my sister. It was very different. Mm-hmm. Like, we just had completely different expectations. Like, I don't know if expectations is the right word, because, like, I don't think there was, like, expectations, but the way that we form relationships, like, establish them and like grow them, were not the same at all. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, ended up fighting about like what, like, I wasn't doing basically like a love language almost. Like, I'm not loving you how you need to be loved, and you're not loving me, but like in a sister friendship mm-hmm. way. Like, it just like wasn't there. It was like, you were raised that way, and
like,
I was
you're expecting way too much right now, and I'm not willing to.
But she probably felt the same way.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I was just like, I don't understand you. And she probably felt the same. Yeah. So I just like, I wouldn't even call her my sister. Like, I wouldn't even at this point.
Yeah, because you guys have no relationship or anything.
Well, hey there. It's me, KBK Dog. winner of Dancing with the Stars season 29, star of The Bachelorette season 11, best dressed out of Leduc, Alberta, Canada's kindergarten class of 88, mentor on this upcoming season of The Bachelorette, whatever, super excited. But for real, no matter how you know me, by the way, it's Caitlin Bristow, or even if you don't know me just yet, I think you should check out my podcast. It's called Off the Vine, and every Tuesday I sit down with a guest and ask questions you all want the answers to. Sometimes it's someone you know from the Bachelor world, or one of my friends here in Nashville, or a celebrity you've seen over on the TikTok. And on Thursday's Grape Therapy episodes, I do Bachelor, Bachelorette recaps, Bachelor in Paradise recaps, catch up with friends, and always get listeners, aka my Vinos, involved. We laugh, we cry, we joke around, we get serious, real, and authentic, and no matter what, we always have a glass of wine in hand. Or a few. You can find my pod Off the Vine wherever you're listening to this one right now. I release episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, so click on the old subscribe button and let me know what you think.
It's weird because I do consider, like, I call my sisters, but we just don't have, like, that relationship. So
it's weird.
Yeah. But my sister, like, my big sister is, like,
Jessica.
Whenever I say my sister, people exactly. Like, you know, it's Jess. Like, yeah. That's it. No one ever thinks. No one even barely knows that I have other siblings.
Okay. Yeah.
Besides, like, my close family members. That's it.
I forgot.
So,
so I don't remember having that conversation.
Yeah. That's basically it. But I don't know. Write that pros and cons list because that really helps. And
do you want to do down in the DMs?
Yeah. Oh, wait. I actually had another.
Oh, read it.
I had something else. So she says, my sister decided to tell the whole family that she's pregnant with her fourth baby at my gender reveal party for my first child. She said, couldn't she have waited or told everyone the day before? I feel like it ruined my whole memory for me. Am I wrong to be pissed because her and the rest of the family think it was no big deal? I'm like, no, you have every right to be pissed, mama, because that is like stealing your thunder.
That's like someone getting engaged at your wedding.
Yes. Or literally, a baby shower. No. I don't
Sorry,
like that.
I have four children. Obviously
getting mad.
I have four kids, and for it, like, not that the fourth is less important,
yeah,
however, to shit on your sister's first child, mm-hmm, because you want to announce your fourth pregnancy, mm-hmm, is selfish. It's not fair. You probably wouldn't, I wouldn't have wanted that to happen to me for, mm-hmm, my first child, mm-hmm, like, no, I would be pissed. And the fact that the rest of the family thinks that that's okay, I would be pissed
even
at all
more
of them.
Pissed,
yeah, because, yeah, she just wants her feelings to be, like, validated.
Considered. Yeah.
Considered.
That's it.
That's it.
Like, it's your first child. People don't, like, you run through so many emotions, like, already getting pregnant and
hormonal,
any other things that you have going on.
Scared, all the things.
Yes. Like, no. It's so much. I just want this. Usually your baby shower or gender reveal, whatever it may be, like, that's the one day that you're, like, kind of like, okay, this
you.
Is a celebration. This is something fun. Yeah. Like, this is a positive moment.
But then what
moment.
Do you say? If I'm at a baby shower, if I'm having a gender reveal and you came up and you were like, I'm pregnant again, I would literally be like,
but I wouldn't
like,
be
what are your, like, I'm congratulations, not, yeah, like, this is supposed to be about me, not about
exactly
you.
I wouldn't care. I would literally be like, it's not the day, like, let's revisit this conversation tomorrow. I swear to God,
today is not the day.
Someone who tries to get me, I would literally kick you up off your fucking knee. I'd like, and I'd be like, nope, outside,
out.
Bye.
You fight me.
You can go outside with that ring. I don't give that a fuck. I'm sorry. Like, that, this day is about me. We barely get days besides, like, what, our birthdays, where we get to celebrate us or anything like that, you know? Like, don't take that away from people. I think that is the most selfish fucking, yeah, thing, and it pisses me off, and it shows how you are as a person. Like, it really does. Like, you have to take away someone else's, like,
I'm like
celebration or something, because,
sure,
like,
I've
to make yourself
that
feel better. To make
you, I'm
God,
like, going back and like, did I ever ruin someone's day? I fucking hope not.
I don't think I've ever ruined someone's day. Like, I
feel like
it would never be an intentional thing either. Like, I would never intentionally try to ruin someone's, like, big day for anything.
Oh, when I got a flat tire a couple weeks ago for Mandy's wedding, mm-hmm, I literally Venmo'd her the cash, like, for the, mm-hmm, gift, because I couldn't make it. And I did not text her because it was her wedding day and she didn't need to be worried about me getting, yeah, a flat tire on the side of the road.
Oh, that's nice.
I literally was like,
I don't want to
send her
add
a message after
or...
I sent her the gift, because, mm-hmm, she still paid for my plates. You, yeah, know what I mean? Like, me plus one. Yeah. I mean, I didn't even have a plus one. But I know how that felt at on my wedding day, when people were texting me saying that they weren't going to be able to make, mm-hmm, it. And it's like, whatever bullshit ass story you're going to tell me about why you didn't make it is bullshit and mm-hmm. I don't care. And yeah. now I just paid $150 for you and your husband to be mm-hmm. at my wedding. And so fuck you. Yeah. So it's fine.
Yeah. I think also this is something that is premeditated, which is what pisses me off more. Like, this is about to happen. Like, you specifically planned this for someone else's day. It's not mm-hmm. like it's something surprise. Like, you have to get the ring. You have to know what you're going to do. Like, this is premeditated.
The ring?
That's what pisses me off more. The ring? Oh, wait. It wasn't an engagement, right?
It was a baby.
Fourth baby. Well,
but no, yeah, totally. Same concept.
Like, any type of concept. You like, anything you're doing.
You knew I'm going to tell everyone I'm pregnant with.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You had to have planned. Like, oh, are we going to tell everyone? Like, you know, like, I don't think it was something that.
That would piss me off.
Like, it has to be premeditated shit like that. Like, don't be proposing at people's big days. Don't give news that you're pregnant at someone else's baby shower. Like,
or gender
reveal. Don't care unless you're planning on to both do it together. Like, if she knows and she's okay with it, even then I still wouldn't do it. You know, like, just don't do it. Yeah. You can have your own full day for that. Like, make your own fucking party. Just for you to announce it. Like, make it about you. Like, why do you want to be in someone else's, you know, like, celebrate it the right way. Don't you, since you seem to want all this attention, like, just do it on your own day.
You want attention. I'm just kidding. I'm making jokes about myself, y'all.
Yeah. I'm thinking about like bigger things. Like, people do that. They like get engaged at people's big events and that there's nothing, like, it really pisses me off.
Really
grinds my gears, as you can see. I'm hot. I'm like worked
she
up.
Said
it is so hot.
Don't
in here.
Fucking do that. It's Mercury retrograde. Especially don't do it during Mercury retrograde.
We got 3 days left, guys. Are you hanging in there?
Barely.
By a thread. Okay, we do have a down in the DM though.
Let's hear it.
All right.
What?
Damn, it's going down in the DMs. Okay, here it is. Okay, so when I was 18, I started dating this older guy who was 26. There were a lot of red flags, even right at the beginning. And then she puts lying about his age, lying about his job, his living situation, etc. But I ignored them. Hello, low self-esteem. And we eventually moved to a new town together and got our own place. He started working at a call center in our new town. And since we didn't have a car, he was getting rides to work every day with one of his coworkers. One day, the coworker came inside with him and he introduced us, saying that he thinks we would be great friends. I didn't know anyone in the area, so I was excited to have someone to hang out with. We became very close very quickly, and she soon became my best friend. She even moved into our spare bedroom as a means to lower our rent. I eventually ended up working at the same call center, so we all worked together and lived together and basically were inseparable for quite a long time.
That's already a red flag.
Right? That's so weird. Fast forward a couple of years and this guy asked me to marry him and I said yes. My best friend was, of course, in the wedding party, but I was sensing a weird vibe between her and my fiance for some time now. But I never wanted to seem suspicious, so I didn't say anything. Well, very long story short, I come to find out a couple months into the marriage that they have actually been a couple and have been sleeping together for nearly the entire time him and I had been together, ever since they met at work. Everyone we worked with knew this all along and didn't have the balls to tell me about it. I felt like such an idiot and was so betrayed, more by her than him, to be honest. And then she puts, I knew in my gut things were not going to work with him a long time before that. I left the apartment and they both continued living there under my name for months, and I eventually had to take legal action to get them vacated. I haven't talked to either of them since 2013. But I hear they are still together to this day. I obviously got a divorce from him and I have been happily married to my now husband for 5 years and we have a 6-year-old daughter together. I am now 30 years old, just to give you some perspective on how much time has passed. I sometimes wonder what they are doing now and can't help but also wonder if they include me in the story of how they met, LOL. Love you ladies and your show, and I really hope you read my submission.
That's sad. Let me preface this by saying, like, a lot of those things you realize how dumb you are, like, in hindsight. Mm-hmm. So, like, she said she knew that it wasn't right, yeah, and things like that. It's always easier for us to judge being on the outside of it, because mm-hmm. just hearing the story is like, you moved a woman. I'm sorry, but the bar is so low for men, and I actually hate men. So, no offense, Keem.
It's so low.
What did you expect was going to happen?
Yeah, like, moving that woman in.
This men are gross, and
it's weird.
I could never do that. But again, you don't realize, like, when you're in it, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, actually, I have a friend right now that's like going through some stuff, kind not similar, but like she is involved with someone who's in a relationship and stuff like that. And I get so frustrated on the outside because I've already been there and I know, like, I get so frustrated because I'm like, you, what don't you see? Like, you're like I want up you to see it so that you know, like, look in the mirror and see your worth because I see it. Like, do better, you know? It's and she probably, like, couldn't see it the same way as now that she's out of it. But I do wonder if she's involved in their, like, how we met story. But, like, I've never thought about that. Like, what do people say how we met? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Like, because everyone perceives things differently. So we could have, you know, me and Joe met at McDonald's, you know, but like he could have a completely different version because that's what he perceived it to
be. Oh, no. He says y'all met at McDonald's. McDonald's is a very big topic. Yeah. Especially since because his parents met at McDonald's. So it's like that the thing. Like, it's like y'all thing. Like, y'all all met at McDonald's. Okay. It's the funniest shit. But it's true. Like, everyone has. It's true. Like, McDonald's. But, okay, so McDonald's Bay. Me and.
Not McDonald's Bay. I got McDonald's Bay, Mall Bay, Mall Bay, College Bay, Dominican Bay.
Oh, God. I hate you.
Anyway, we gotta if y'all want new merch, go to babymamasnodrama.com, get our new merch. And we'll be back at you guys next Tuesday with another episode fully fulfilled.
Baby Mama.
Fully filled with all the drama and bass.
Bye.
And Ghetto Mama.
Bye. Ghetto Mommy 973.
See ya.
Bye.